This is the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast. This is your friend, Joey Salazar. And as always, I have my very good friend, Gio, in the studio. Gio, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Pastor Joey. Hello, everybody. Thank you all for your support. We're loving the support and the feedback that we're getting for the podcast.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. Like, that is huge for us. I love seeing us post and stories and reshares and all that good stuff. And it really does mean a lot. And this is a joy that we have, honestly, to just be able to add value to you. And we believe that we're just called to be leaders, yet we're not called to stay where we've always been. We can always get just a little bit better. And that is our heart and our desire, whether you are an executive, whether you work for someone, whether stay-home parent or whatever, maybe you're a student. Hey, you're a leader, and we believe that God's called you to do great things. And so we want to just share with you some information and some topics that really just blessed our lives. And today we have a good one. We want to talk about building the ideal team. Building the ideal team. And this big idea, or the majority of today's talk and content, the spirit comes from the law of the inner circle, which comes from Dr. John C. Maxwell. And he's written numerous books, but one in particular, he talks about the law of the inner circle. And it's really just this big idea that nobody does anything great alone. Like, anybody who you would say, hey, they reached the top, or they made a difference, they made an impact. If I can be honest with you, we can be honest with ourselves, they didn't make it alone. Like, they weren't like overnight success just by themselves, but they were surrounded by people. They were surrounded by great people, by great leaders. And if I can be honest, now looking back at my life, what I would say major achievement that I've had, or any milestone that I've been able to reach, honestly, it wasn't just because maybe I worked hard or things like that, but honestly, it was because of the people who were with me. It was people who surrounded me. It was people who helped me. There have been moments in my life when I wanted to throw in the towel, whether it be in ministry, whether it be in marriage, whether it be in just going through hard moments in life, yet there were people who would encourage me and tell me, hey, you still got more on the inside of you. And so here's what John C. Maxwell says. He said, those who are closest to you determine the level of your success. Gio, when you hear this phrase, what comes to mind?
It's that circle of influence, right? So not only the people that you influence, but the people that influence you.
Yeah.
What's that saying? Tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are, right? So
yeah.
It's, you know, what are we surrounding ourselves with and who are we influencing?
Absolutely. And if we're going to be effective leaders, we're going to need a team of people, because honestly, the charge before us is too large for us to do alone. I had a pastor in a different season of my life tell me, hey, I'm always going to give you more than you can do on your own, but that's on purpose. Because you're supposed to be building teams. You're supposed to be developing others. You're not here just to do the work of one person, but rather you're here to work through people. And so leader today who maybe is trying to juggle it all, who's trying to do it all by themselves, hey, I want to let you know, hey, your greatest calling is to develop others and build a team so that together you can multiply your impact. I shared a talk some time ago, and I said this statement, and I said, God does math differently than us, because we think it's addition, with God, it's multiplication. It's not just one and one now equals two. No, it's just we're better together. So 1 + 1 = 3. Like, it's just, it multiplies our impact. The number of resources that come together in a room, the number of ideas that come together in a room, it's not 1 + 1, it's one multiplied, and we have a greater impact. And so today, I want to encourage you to be intentional in the team that you are building. It doesn't matter if you have an opportunity to pay them or not. That can't be, and that should not be, the limiting factor in your ministry or in your life. I believe that still yet you can be intentional with the relationships around you and build an ideal team. And so I think it all really begins with identifying the right people. You got to identify the right people. And here are some questions today. The heart of the message is I want to share with you some questions that you need to ask yourself when you're building this ideal team. The very first one is, do they live out good values? But even before, maybe you can even be looking for these values. I think it honestly, even maybe before that begins with, do you know what you're even looking for? Do you know what values matter to you and your organization? Do you know what do you want to be known for? That if you weren't in the room, you didn't have to worry about how they were going to represent you because, hey, I know them because they are one of us, because we're better together. And so I think a healthy, simple, practical application would be get a sheet of paper or open up notes and just start writing some values down. What do you want to be known for? And what do I want to look in others? And honestly, it starts with us. And so the truth is I can teach skill, but I can't teach heart. I can teach somebody how to greet. I can teach somebody how to play an instrument, but their character and their integrity and their ethics and their morals and all that stuff on the inside of their heart, that's a whole nother story. Yes, maybe I can influence it, but it's going to be a whole different strategy that I'm going to take. Gio, what do you think about that and just the values and that being so important in the team that we're trying to build?
Yeah, what I think about is what they call the intangibles, right? So sometimes they have these intangibles that they're either God-given or they're learned on their own or they're instinctual or they're gifts. Some things you can't teach. So if they have those values that are important to them, you know, you look out for those, keep an eye out for those, because those are people that will stick, you know, stick out of the rest. You know, we've talked about initiative before. So sometimes initiative, that's hard to learn. That's a hard skill to build. And so people that have initiative, you know, like I had that thing that kind of like sticks out to me. When someone shows initiative, doing things that they're not asked to do and they go above and beyond, that, you know, things like that's a value or a skill that definitely stands out to me.
That's awesome. Here's another question that we can ask ourselves when building the ideal team. Do they have a high influence with others? Do they have a high influence with others? When we ask this particular question, what we're asking is, are they gatherers? Do they run and hide from people, or are they attracted to people? Do they go to where people are at? Do they meet them where they're at? And you and I, we want to have people who don't shy away, but rather go towards the people. We've been called to lead people. And so we want to be able to build a team that can go out and not only lead, but also gather people. Right now, leader, maybe you're looking for up-and-coming leaders in your church. I would have you look at your current, you know, congregation and see who are the people who everybody always wants to hang out with. Look at the people who are posting online. Maybe they're the ones throwing the parties, or everyone wants to go out to eat with them after church and things like that. Why? Because they're gatherers. There's something that attracts them to them, influencing those and influencing them and leading them and getting those on your team. I think that's going to be something special, because again, that's going to be really where multiplication happens, and you're going to be able to make your biggest impact through that. And so are they high influence? Do they have a high influence with others? The next question is, do they have high giftedness? Do they have high giftedness? In other words, what gifts do they have? What gifts do you need on your team? If you could build your ideal team, you know, make a list. Okay, I would have this person, a person to help me with this. I would have a person to help me with that. I would have a person to help me with this. And God, I really believe, is so good that he'll help you build this team. But do you even know what you're looking for? If I can be honest, even here, this podcast wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Gio, if it wasn't for you. I had an idea, I had a desire, but desire isn't enough, right? And I remember we met up at a coffee shop and I kind of shared with you, you know, this idea and a plan. And man, you know, you came in with the knowledge, you came in with the skills, and way more gifted than I am. And then just boom, it just made it happen. right? And so we've been able to do this, but it's understanding that, hey, you know, what do you need? You know, what spaces are open, and what are you looking for? And so you want people who are gifted. You want people, and here's an encouragement. Here's a challenge, honestly, for us as leaders. Somebody else's gifts might not look like yours, and that's okay. I think sometimes maybe we want to surround ourselves with people who just have the same gifts like us. And if everybody in the room looks like you, if everybody in the room has just your gifts, if everybody in the room is just an identical copy of you, I just don't know if that's the best thing for the team. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. And if I could just ask something, it's interesting you're talking about gifts, but I think it's also important to identify the potential of a gift that you may see in them that they may not see in themselves. Mm. Because you did that to me, Pastor Joey. You breathed life into me, you know, into almost essentially dry bones that were in gifts in me that I didn't even know existed, that I believe you saw, and that I maybe didn't believe in myself at the time, or I don't know, like you saw something and obviously I didn't see it. And so you spoke those words of life into me, and it kind of brought those things out of me, and you challenged me, and it brought things out of me that I didn't even know existed. So, you know, you talk about gifts, but it's awesome how you brought gifts out of me that I didn't even know I had. So thank you for doing that. And I think that's super important when you're building your inner circle.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that, Gio. I think that, you know, the people that God has brought into our lives, it's on purpose. You know, and us as leaders, we've been called to move people, help people grow. And I think a lot of that has to do with challenging them to grow and step out of their comfort zone. And so absolutely, everybody has a gift. What is it? What are you looking for? And how can it serve a greater purpose? The next question that we can ask ourselves is, can they lead well and equip others? I think essentially what I'd love to see all of our leaders do is honestly replace themselves. And I think there's one of the maybe bigger reasons why sometimes we don't as leaders do that is because we're going to think, man, if I give away my job, what am I going to do?
Job security.
Yeah. Or, you know, if I teach them everything I know, well, then are they going to need me anymore? And I think John Maxwell talks about level 5 leadership, you know, it being that when somebody else's success brings you joy. Hmm. And I'd love for all of us, you know, listening there right now, like, you know, I think that would be an incredible goal and achievement of our lives that, hey, and I've had this happen before in some moments where I've seen people within our church, like leaders grow and they're like killing it. And they're just doing like amazing job. And the best way I can associate or describe it is the same feelings of that I have when I see my kids do something. And it's just like, it's almost like the same fit. They're not my kid on stage, but I'm watching them. I just feel like they grew up. I feel like they just hit a milestone, and it is a joy to my life because, man, they just reached a whole new level. And so that is what we want. That is what we want for others. And that's what everybody should be doing for someone else. Can you replace yourself? Can you pass on the information to somebody else? I think somebody one time said something like, you know, sometimes we don't want to share what we know because what if they leave, right? But then somebody else replied to that, well, what if they stay? You know, like, what if they stay and you never taught them well? You know, and so you want to look for people who can equip others, who are not trying to hoard all this information or all the knowledge, but they're passing it on, they're giving it away. One of the questions that I ask my leaders whenever they accomplish something is, after I say congratulations and thank you for making a difference, I'll say, who helped you? Who helped you? Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say, hey, hopefully you didn't do this by yourself. And hopefully like that, like even a greater win would be that, hey, I brought somebody with me. Hey, we went to the store together, or hey, I taught, you know, somebody else how to do it for next time, and or stuff like that. But it's really important that we would really equip and develop other people. Gio, anything come to mind?
Anything can be handed off if handed off well.
Come on. That's so good. Here's another question that we are going to tackle when it comes to building your ideal team. And that is, are they a good fit for the inner circle? And this has to do more with chemistry. This has to do more with the chemistry of a team. Do you guys get along well together? You know, I think in a perfect world, you and your team, you guys would like each other. You guys would want to work together. You want to see each other.
Sure.
And so sometimes that may come with time when it comes to the chemistry portion of it. But nonetheless, you want to be able to gel well with each other. You want to have the same culture. You want to have the same likes and all that good stuff. I have one more question that we're going to bounce and then we'll begin to land the plane. But it says, do they value and serve people? Do they value and serve people? Because this really speaks to the motive of the heart. If you want to build a team that is solid, that is doing it for the right reasons, you got to go back to the heart. That person, why are they serving the way they do? Because they want to be seen, because they want to be noticed, or because honestly, they love to serve people? Are they doing it because now they're getting paid, or can they do it even before the paycheck arrives? Are they doing it because now they get a title, or can you lead without a title? And those are the things that I look for. Those are things that I think really make a difference. And so when you're building a team, you want to take your time to evaluate. You want to take time to ask questions. You want to take time to really look at this person's life. If they're married, interview them as a couple. Well, it's not a paid position. Still, like, I'm going to treat it as if it is, because this is the impact, this is the influence you're about to bring into our church or into our organization. And I believe that it's possible. And so building the ideal team, again, what God has for you is so big that, hey, you can't do this by yourself. And even some personal dreams that you may be having for this year and all that stuff, you and I are going to need a team. And here are hopefully some questions that are going to help you and I continue to build a team to do what God has called us to do. Gio, any questions, any comments, anything come to mind as we begin to wrap this up?
Yeah, I do have a question. What do you say to those that already have a team or have inherited a team already that was built?
How
do you apply these principles?
Absolutely. I think you got to take the time to know them. When you've inherited a team, I think you need to build relationships.
Sure.
You need to get to know them. You need to let people know your heart. You need to let people see you outside of maybe even normal, quote unquote, work days or office hours, you know, so that people can build the trust. When you're following a leader, you want to follow a leader who you can trust. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can, even if you're like walking somewhere and it's like, oh man, it's really dark over there. Or man, this looks like we're going up the mountain. This is really tough. But if you trust a leader because you know them, then you're willing to follow them. And I feel like one of the opportunities that we have when we inherit teams or team members is that, hey, we have an opportunity to show them our heart, know them where we're going, build a relationship, and still call it out of them the best that they're already inside of them. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, hey, as always, it is a privilege to be able to share with you these notes and just these different topics. Let us know how it's blessing your life. Share it with a friend or two. We are releasing content every month. And so thank you so much for all your support, and we will catch you on the next time.
Thank you for tuning in. For more information and additional resources, check out joeysalazar.org and follow him on Instagram at joeysalazar. Please feel free to rate, review, share, and subscribe. Once again, thank you so much for joining the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.